The Burt Show.
It's all on the line for one of my friends. He thought that this was a threat, and it turned out to be a lot more. And now we're trying to figure out what our next move should be.
It sounds dangerous.
It could be, genuinely. So this started a few weeks ago, and we were pretty quiet about it at first because we were still trying to figure it out. And it just made sense also for us to give it a couple of weeks because my podcast in the moment under Burt's Pioneer Network has just been released. Well, it's just been recorded. It'll be released tomorrow. And this is the story that we opened with because it was a scary situation for him. I thought it was a joke, to be honest. One day out of nowhere, this seemingly just happened randomly, but he got a text message from a number he doesn't know, and a person he doesn't know.
Is this your buddy who's just a content machine?
Absolutely.
Gotten a suite.
Absolutely.
That just kind of tells you his life. I don't want to say his life is chaotic. I don't even want to say like he attracts drama.
It's busy. He's a busy man with a very busy life, and it works out perfectly for me because that's the balance you need when you are sharing a podcast with somebody, because I don't like for my life to be like that, but he enjoys it. Mm-hmm. It fits his personality. And right in line with that, he gets a text message, and the text message says something to the extent of either send me $3,000 or I'm going to make your life a living hell. That's pretty much what he said.
Say that again?
Send me $3,000 to this. It was like a link or something that they put in there where he could drop the money off, or I'm going to make your life a living hell. That's all he got.
Oh my God. Super ominous.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, The spam text messages are so out of control. Typically, it's like the U.S. Postal Service can't deliver this package. Click here so you can retrieve it. Now it's all about the toll roads. Uh-huh. This seems very pointed.
It did. And so initially, I still thought somebody's messing with you. This could be spam. I wouldn't even respond if I were you. But he ended up responding, saying something to the extent of do what you got to do or something to that nature. And he said he did it because he figured if it was like spam, they wouldn't really have a response like that was kind of directed towards him. So that would kind of give him some type of hint on if what he's dealing with.
Would you have responded?
I wouldn't have responded at all. But I would have just ignored it.
Because that's you.
Right.
But
Mr. Busy, Mr. Drama over here, he's ready to dive in. So he responds, do what you got to do. I'm not sending anything. Something like that. And then they respond, okay, well, tomorrow's the day. So he calls me and he's like, what do you think I should do? And I'm like, well, sending the money is not an option. I don't think you should do anything. I think you did exactly what you should have done and told them to do what they have to do. And we'll see what happens. I completely think this is some kind of joke. I am. Right? There's no part of me that thinks that there's any legitness to this threat.
Did he do a reverse lookup of the phone number?
Initially, we tried. So we do have a guy that we hired. I don't know if y'all remember, but when I had someone that was sending me messages and we were trying to figure out the identity of the person, we paid a guy to figure it out. And he did. And we knew exactly who it was. So I knew we had him on retainer. If we need him, we got him. But at first, I was like, play it out. I wouldn't go hire him for nothing. So then the next day, literally the next day, he wakes up and his phone is like blowing up. He's getting phone call, text message after text message. Somehow, I don't know how, this person was able to access his phone and his security system in his home.
Oh, my gosh.
So they randomly set the security system off, which I guess when his security system off, it goes to certain people, like certain of his emergency contacts, his one being his daughter and another being the mother of his daughter. And both of them, his daughter and that came over to his house, was knocking on the door. Daughter was crying because she thought he was really having an emergency. Not only did they set off the alarms, they somehow got into his phone and sent an emergency signal to 18 people in his contact list. It was like a random 18 people. I don't know how they got it to these 18 people, but all 18 people ended up texting him back, asking him if he was okay. So then they sent another text message saying, if you don't send the money, this is going to continue. So now it's like, it's serious because we don't know who it is. We don't know what they're capable of doing, what they can do next, and how he can stop it other than sending the money, which obviously he's not going to do.
So could this just be coincidental that there was like a mix, like something went awry with his security system? Or did the person text and be like, ha, 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 see, told you? Like, did they confirm it was them that did this?
So that's what I'm saying. They sent him a text saying that if you don't pay me, this is going to continue to happen. But we don't know what the continue to happen is or what else they are capable of doing. So he went and changed his phone out. He changed his security system out. He did all of the things he felt like he needs to do in order for that not to happen anymore. And nothing has happened since. So it's been quiet for like a week now after him doing that. So we think he's good. But the real question is, do we pursue it? Like, do we? Because I think we should. He thinks we should let it go. I'm like, if we have the means of possibly figuring out whoever sent you that initial text, I say we go get him.
Yeah, I would want to know so bad. At what point do you involve the authorities or do you not?
That was the next step. So we were waiting to see if they were going to do anything else. I told him, I think you have all that you need to go right now.
Yeah.
You have plenty. But he was like, nah, I don't want to go that far unless something else happens. So he was waiting for something else to happen. But nothing has happened since. And it's been about a week since the last contact he had with the person.
See, I would go ahead and start paperwork, man.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there are a lot of talk, honestly, because if it's been quiet for a week, you think that they would want to come and swing in to show you that they mean business. So maybe they're just going to move on to people that are stupider and more scared. And all they can really do is hack into anything with Wi-Fi. And that's really the extent of their power. So I would get the authorities involved just to be safe. But I think you're probably in the clear.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's so scary.
We got to catch them so that they don't do it to somebody else. I didn't think about that. Right. But yeah, it was a really scary situation.
I can only imagine. The Burt Show.